In the first Mishnah, Masechtas Be'ah, the Masechtas Beitza is listed out a few machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai are unusually the mekel and Beis Hillel are strict or machen. One of the machlekes is that Beis Shammai say to be over for chometz on Pesach. We'll soon see which issa, but to be over chometz on Pesach, you need the size of a kesevus, which is a date, which is bigger than a kesayis, larger than a kesayis. And the Hillel say you're over already with a kesayis. That means a smaller shear. In other words, the Hillel are more machmer than Beis Shammai. The Hillel say as soon as you have the size of the kesayis, you're already over. And Beis Shammai say no, you're not yet over. You're only going to be over if you have a larger amount, the size of a kesevus, so the size of a date. So the Gemara comes in Dav Zayin, and the Gemara says that when it comes to the issa of achilas chometz, when it comes to the avera of eating chometz, everybody agrees that you're over with the kesayis. That means even the Shammai also agree you're going to be over the issa already with the kesayis. You don't need to eat the size of a date. You don't need the shear of a kesevus to be over. The whole machlekas, as the Gemara between the Shammai and the Hillel is, we know that on Pesach there's a din of bali ro'eh. You're not allowed to have any chometz in your possession. So on this issa is the machlekas between the Shammai and the Hillel. The Shammai say that you're over on. Let's start with the Hillel. The Hillel say you're over bali ro'eh as soon as you have the size of a kesayis, just to shan over. You're already over the rav of bali ro'eh. And the Shammai say no, not yet. You have a kesayis. You're not over, you're only going to be chayav, you're only going to be over the lav when you have the shear of a kesevus. As it states in the Gemara. So the Shagas Aryeh comes in the end of Siman Pei Aleph. And the Shagas Aryeh says that it would appear that the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not about how much chometz one needs to have in order to be over, in order that it should be considered that one is doing an aveira. Because we have a rule. For example, if one eats a kesayis of the Veda, she chayav malchus. But we have a rule that chatzi shir is osur min ha-Torah. Even though if one eats half a kesayis of the Veda, it's a lav deraisa, you don't get malchus, but it's forbidden. It's forbidden in ha-Torah. We pass it, it's forbidden like Rav Yochanan min ha-Torah, even a chatzi shir. And therefore, using that reasoning, it would follow with l'chayra. When it comes to the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how much do you have to be over? How much chametz do you have in order to be over? L'chayra, that can't be the machlekes. They're not arguing how much chametz do you have in order to be doing an aveira. Because to be doing an aveira, even chatzi shir is also, even a molecule, even the smallest amount. Chatzi, when we say chatzi, is lavdafka. It doesn't mean half. It means any size. So that it follows from there, whichever size, however much you have, and avera you're doing, it's also, it's forbidden. So there, it should follow, the whole machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only when it comes to malchus, when it comes to being over the lav, and therefore to get the onus of malchus. Just like by the Veda, if you eat a drop, it's also, but you don't get malchus. You only get malchus if one eats a kesayis. So also, it would appear the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel legava the lav of bali ro'eh, is also a matter to be over the avera of bali ro'eh. It's also even if you have a drop of chametz. The machlokes is how much chametz do you have in order to be over the lav in order to get malchus. According to Beis Shammai, it's more lenient, a kesevus, the size of a date. According to Beis Hillel, it's the size of an kesayis. Avrei lechayim about the daf Rishkul and says the Shagas Aryeh. Freg the Shagas Aryeh b'zayicham agvatki kasha. I've got a major kasha. Tosfos says in Pesachim, in Daf Chof Tes, that on Baal Yeroeh, you don't get Malchus. Because it's a lav which is nitak la'asei. There's a lav of Baal Yeroeh, but the Torah gives us an asei to burn the chametz. And you know the rule is, any lav on nitak la'asei, you don't get Malchus. So Kup Nechayz, however much chametz you have in your house of a Pesach, and you tackle over the lav, or a Malchus, there's no Malchus. Which means that the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we mentioned beforehand that the Gemara says the machlokes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not about eating chametz. If it would be about achilas chametz, look, so we have a nice cut. They argued about malchus. How much chametz do you have to eat in order to get malchus? That would be okay. But we said the Gemara ruled that out. The Gemara said when it comes to eating chametz, everybody agrees it's a kesayis. The machlokes is legaba bali ro'eh. Bal Yeraya Tosu says, you don't get Malkus of Bal Yeraya. So now, it was there. What's the machlekes between Bishamah and Bishil? They're not arguing how much chomus do you have to have in your house in order to get Malkus. You can have a ton of chomus, you still won't get Malkus. So obviously they must be arguing about how much chomus do you have to have in order to be over the Aveira. Fret beside the Sariah, but however much you have your Aveira, there's a rule of Chatzishir or someone Aveira. So the machlekes between Bishamah and Bishil appears to be redundant. It's not like anything. Because in Malashok, you're over, even if you're not over the actual lab of a Chatzishir or someone Aveira. So what did Afkamina, like the Shagasaria, a Gaval to be Kasha, what did Afkamina in the Machlokes, Bishara Bishal?
Yeah, I think, the
Holy
Gemara as well?
Yeah, Bali Roy is all 7 days.
No,
yeah. Yeah, it's what we're saying, yeah. So it says whenever, whenever you have Cholitz, yeah.
Basically,
it's comes.
Why can't you say it's to do with Basin, not that it's actually I'm there?
Because if Chatzi Shir is Osama Nateira, then you'll still do that on that as well. Any Aveira. Any Aveira. Is that right? Is Chut the Sagasari and it's not the famous Chiddush. This is the Chiddush, the famous Chiddush of the Sagasari. Zokhtazi. The Gemara says, he wants to be Bekit. I'll tell you the Chiddush and then the Hezra. The Sagasari is Zokh Ichra Mechabesai. Even though the Gemara tells us, Numa, in Lechera, all our various of the Torah which require a shiur, that shiur, that amount is only for Malkus to get the onus. Of a chatzi shiur is awesome in our Torah, of a to be over the Aveira to offset even a drop. Bal Yeraya is an exception to that rule. By Bal Yeraya, time at the Shandasaya, by Bal Yeraya, there's no din of chatzi shiur awesome in our Torah. You're only over when you have the shiur. By the Veda, by any Kemat, any other Aveda which you care to work out, whether it's a Shia, Chati Shia, or Saman Atayra. Bani Raya is of the Shagasari and Nishtazi. Even if there would be Malkus, not only would you only get Malkus if you have the Shia, you wouldn't be over the Issa either until you have the Shia. Why? What's the Svara Lechalik between Bani Raya and any other Aveda? Says the Shagasari the following Svara. The Gemara says in Yuma, in Daf Ein Gimel, the Gemara says the reason, the Svara, the reasoning behind this din, that Chatzi Shir is Osama Nateira, a lav, you're only over the lav if you have a Kzayis. That means when the Torah writes, Lo Seichal Neveila, it means a Kzayis. So it doesn't write anything in the Torah about a Chatzi Shir, about less than a Kzayis. So what's back in the Makur, what's back in the logic, that even a Chatzi Shir should be Osama Nateira? So the Gemara says, because it's Chodim, it's Tarufa. The Gemara says if you have a drop of a Nevela, and then Tech Kadeh Achilles Pras, you have a bit more and a bit more until you have a Kzayis, so it'll join together and it'll be over. So because it's Chogim, it's Tarufa, because each bit joins up, Obazoi, therefore every single bit is awesome. As you state in the Gemara, it's Chogim, it's Tarufa. Says the Shagasariah, ich out, that this Svara, we'll soon see why, this Svara of Chogim, it's Tarufa, is not applicable by Bal Yeraya. It applies by Machalas Asuras, by Neveda, by Chometz, Achilas Chometz, but not by Bal Yeraya, for the following reason. I'll give you a muscle, I think, which brings out the Svara of the Sagasaya. The Gemara says in Shuas, in Masechta Shuas, if a person makes a Shua, Shalai Eichal, I'm not going to eat something which is anyway forbidden in Atayr. Shua Shalai Eichal Neveda, Shua Shalai Eichal Treifa. So the halacha is, Ein Shua Chal Al Shua. And it's not valid, it's not, and even if he does eat the Nevela, he'll only be over the lav of Nevela, he won't be over the lav of Shua. The Shua is an invalid Shua. Killer, you didn't say anything. The Gemara said, however, if a person makes a Shua, Shalai Eichal Chatzi Shir of Nevela, he makes a Shua, I'm not going to eat a half a Kzayis of Nevela, so the Gemara said, because Chatzi Shir, in Achalam it's Osa, but it's not Osa with a lav Gomor, it's not Osa with a fully fledged lav, and a shwur, the shwur which you are making, now binds you to keep your words with a fully fledged laugh, so you're being moisted. You're increasing the strength of the shwur, the strength of the isha, so even though it's taka asa, over the shwur will be chal. So a person will say, shwur, shalareichal, chati shir nevela, and then he goes and eats, he'll be chay at Malkus for the shwur. So the Rambam, when he says this halacha, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, Shua shalai oichal chati shir neveila. Va'achal chati shir. Those are the key words, those two words. Va'achal chati shir. It's chai malchus. He's over the lav of shua and he's chai. So Rabbi Kleigis was dying a kshmak adir from the Rambam. What did the Rambam have to write? V'achal shvur shalayichal chatsi shir levena. Fine. V'achal chatsi shir. What's maskim in how much he ate? And if he ate half a ton, you also be over the shvur. Because in every amount of levena which you eat, includes a chatsi shir. So you ate 10 chatsi shirs. No, mazel tov. So what's the problem? Why does the Rambam have to write, you can't eat less than a chatsi shir? Because, as we said before, chatsi doesn't mean half. Chatsi means how much you eat. So you can't eat less than a chatsi shir. So you can say eat more. So what did the Rambam write? V'achal chatsi shir? Wasn't stavka chatsi shir? V'achal. She just said v'achal. Obviously, you mean that. Zotri v'kvei gazeh. The Rambam is telling us the following chiddush. We said before, if you make a shvur salaich on the veila, the shvur not be chal, because it's a fully fledged except for lav, and therefore the shvur cannot be chal. Dr. Rambam Azay, if you go and you eat, let's say, a half, you make the shvur salaich al chati shvur the veila. You eat a half a kzais. Now, at this moment in time, you'll be over your shvur, because you ate half a kzais. Then, toich kadeh achilas pras, you eat another half a kzais. So when you do that, you are mahapach, you switch over that first half kazayis. Until now, the achila of that first half kazayis was just an issa. I shouldn't use the word serious because everything is serious, but it wasn't a proper lav, it was just an issa. Oh, but now that you've joined together, you've eaten another half kazayis, tzeich de achilas pras, what you've done is you've transformed that first half kazayis, that first half kazayis is no longer a chatshishir. That first of kazayis is now a chelek of a proper lav, which means that the shvur can no longer be chal, can no longer forbid you on that first achila. Had you stopped there, had you only eaten that chatsi shir and stopped and waited more than kadeh achilas pras, then in the Rambam you'd be over the lav of the shvur. But since you continued, so now this, and you ate teich kadeh achilas pras, you ate a whole shir, that means that chatsi shir which you ate, the aveira which you were able, was not the issa of chatsi shir anymore, it was the full laf. And because it was a full laf, a shvur can't be chal on a full laf. And so the Rambam says, shvur shalayichal chatsi shir in aveira, v'achal chatsi shir. The Rambam has to stress that you ate only a chatsi shir, you must only eat a chatsi shir in order to be over. Because if you eat a bit more, then it's tarif and it's mahatech. That first chatsi shir, that now, even though at the time when you ate it, it was only the aveira of chatsi shir, it has now been transformed into a full lav, upon which the shur cannot be chal. So we see from here the concept of tziruf. When we speak about tziruf, two things joined together. That means you do something, you eat one piece of half a kazayis at 5 o'clock, at 30 seconds, minutes past 5, you eat another half kazayis. The concept of tziruf is that because of the second piece, the first piece is transformed, that first achila. Even though at the time when you did it, it was a chatsi shir, it gets transformed into a shir soleh. The person goes and he buys himself half a kazayis of chometz at 5 o'clock. And then at 5 past 5, or if there would be such a thing, Thursday, Achilas Pras, a minute past 5, he goes and he buys himself another half a kazayis of chometz. So now he has a kazayis. It's poshut. Sinish the pshat that now, when you bought that 5 o'clock piece, the 5 o'clock piece was no longer a chatsi shir. It was part of the shir soleh. That's not true. Because in order to be over by Yirah, you need one piece of kzayis here and now. The concept of tziruf, of course they join together, but they only join together from now, from the time when you have the kzayis in front of you. It's not the mahapach of a prayer. It doesn't make the 5 o'clock buying, the 5 o'clock when you own the chatsi shir, it doesn't transform that one. For example, if a person will make a shvur shalei, I won't have in my house a chatsi shir of chametz, then over here, even if he'll go buy himself a half a kzayis and knock off, he'll be over. He'll be over the shvur, because it doesn't transform. The second half which you buy does not transform the first half. It does from now on, because now I've got a kzayis. But it doesn't change from 5 o'clock till a minute past 5. That was always and still is now a chatsi shir. So the concept of tziruf, which you find by achila, that by achila you take the friedik achila, the earlier achila, and you are mahapach it from the isra chatsi shir, and it gets transformed into being part of a whole avera, That concept of tziruv exists by achila, but the Sagzariah, that concept of tziruv doesn't exist when it comes to Baliroah. But Baliroah, you've got to have here and now, you've got to have a kzayis of chometz. If Azor is up to Sagzariah, that's the svara, that's the logic behind my chiddush. I, Taina, that on Baliroah and his daughter Chatzisheir, you're only over the Issa, I don't know, Malchus, even if there would be. But you're only over the Issa if you have a kzayis, if you have the full share. There's no such rule as Chatzisheir, Osam, and Atayra. The logic behind that is because in Baliroah it's not Shaya, Chazi, and Istarupa. Of course, it joins together. Avada, you have a half kzayis, and then you buy yourself another half, you now have a whole kzayis. But it's not Chazi, and Istarupa of the Tziruv of Achila that you've changed the Friedeka owning. So from now on, if it's only from now on, that's not what we call Chazi, and Istarupa, and therefore there's no din of Chatzisheir. Memelas to enter our kasha. So the Sagasaya is to enter. That's the Nafkamina of the Machlekas between Bisham and Bishil. The Takia, going back to the Machlekas, how much chometz do you have to have in your house to be over a Bali Raya? The answer is, the question was, I Malchus Sibeside isn't? And we thought that Osa, it's Osa how much you have? No, that's your shit doesn't exist by Bali Raya. Memela is there, got the Machlekas between Bisham and Bishil.
Okay, if you find the last five, who does
Kazayas and eats
it? The
first
half
time,
so it's
half
this year, and then the
10th half
time,
but he won't be over
Bali
Roy.
He
will
be over
Akhira, but not Bali Roy. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah, because Akhira he's done, but Bali Roy hasn't, because he hasn't had at any one moment a Kazakh Khomets. That's right, yeah. He does it. It's the style of the Tainas, as in the Rambam, the Chayres, Mavua, Nishvi, the Cheshagazariah, which is a bit problematical because the Shagazariah would like to apply the Svar in the Rambam. Of the style of the Tainas, the Chayres, a Meredith Tainas. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, anybody who steals a pruta, so the Rambam is over the lav of Lo Signai. So the Rambam, in halacha base, peritalach halacha base, even though I've said, if you steal a pruta, you're over the lav, but it's also to steal even chati pruta, even a half a pruta. So the Magen Mishnah says, what's the makor of the Rambam? If it's apart from the Rambam, you're not over the lav. So why is it also? Is off the Magen Mishnah, this is the din of chati shir, also menatir. Is not the stifle as it. Standard for in all trachten. A person goes and steals a half a prut at 5 o'clock. And then, at 5 past 5, he goes and steals another half pruta. Is not a trachten yet. From when is he over the lav of Geneva? Do you say, do you apply tziruf? Is it like achila? That you say, that just like achila, you eat for a half a kzayis at 5 o'clock. Second half of kzayis at 5 past 5. So now that first half which you ate is a chelik of the aver, is it that type of tziruv which would be fit for the rule of Chatzisheir, or is Geneva more compatible to Bali Raya, that only from the time when you have the kzayis of the prut in your possession, only from now you're over? So the Bible says it's poshut. I mean, it's poshut. Avada Geneva is like Bali Raya. Meaning to say that in order to be over the lav of Geneva, you have to have a pruta of somebody else's belongings in your possession, illegally. So if you have a half a pruta, and then 2 minutes later you get yourself another half a pruta, so the first 2 minutes remain, you are not over because you only have a pruta from the time when you have your kaseda stealing that first half a pruta because you've got it in your rishus and you're not returning it. So from the time that you take the second half pruta, from now on, yes, how is Shachar Koyel against the pruta? From now on, I'll be over the lav. Of Avada, there's no tziruv in the sense of Achila. You don't transform that first half pruta, then the 5 o'clock, for 5 past 5, that first half pruta will be Geneva, because now you're holding your own pruta in your Rishus. Over the what you did at 5 o'clock will never be transformed into a full Geneva. He says, Vazoi, and nevertheless, the Rambam says, or the Magen Mishnah says, the Daf Rambam, that somebody who steals a Chatzi Pruta, he's not even the lab, there's a din of, it's also because Chatzi Shir is also in Atreya. It's time at the time for the Lechera from here to Raya, that the Sagasari, that the Rambam is gehalten for the Svar of the Sagasari. The Rambam is gehalten even when you have something which does not have the Tziruf of Achila, which you need the whole sum to be here and now, but nevertheless, since the facts of life are Chodim Istarutah, meaning to say, you don't need the Tziruv Lemafreah in order to justify the Svara of Chatzisheir, as he says from the Rambam. even if you can only have a tziruf mikano l'haba from now that I have the whole pruta, from now that I have the whole kazayis, nevertheless it's applicable the svara of chatzishia or semarat torah. As always, by says from the Rambam, no ibaseirat iskumen, that the Rambam holds l'chayra b'avali ro'eh, that you also say chatzishia or semarat torah. Say b'azoi, we'll be fair. Let's go back to the original kasha. The kasha was the sagas ayas. So what's the machlekas between Bishamah and Bitzil? How will the Rambam justify that there should be a machlekas between Bishamah and Bitzil, like a Bali Roya? How much chomets do you have to own in order to be over Bali Roya? Aye, Sadis and Marsha. Chatzishir is also in Altaira. Umalkas, that's the Sadis and Mishbakumun. It's put the Rambam Hukmazel. The Rambam, this problem doesn't bother him. Because there's a famous Rambam, the Rambam says, if you go and you buy chomets on Pesach, or if you take a dough and you make chametz on Pesach, the Rambam says you chayv malchus for bali roya. The Rambam holds two things. First of all, he holds it's not a lav anita klase, you chayv malchus. Number two, the Rambam holds, this is a point of machlokes rishonim, even a lav she'im bo maisa, bali roya is essentially a lav she'im bo maisa. But if you choose to be over it by doing a maisa, the Rambam holds you get malchus for that. It's machlokes, the chinuch, the famous chinuch, in several places says, a lav she'im by maisa, which you grab a find up a patent to be over with a maisa, the chinuch says that's a lav she'im by maisa. The state of the lav, the principle, the fundament of the lav is a lav she'im by maisa. You don't get malchus, even if you choose, you found up some halach, a way to be over with a maisa, doesn't matter, you don't get malchus. The Rambam Hakmish does it. So, alright, so the Rambam Rishis Tase is fine, the Rambam Halk of Bali Roya. You do get malchus, so he's got no problem, machlokes b'shamay b'shiru is the Rambam Halk. It can be that the Rambam, in this point, the Rambam argues on the Sagas Arya, it could be that the Rambam is Lishitosi, from another Rambam. There's a famous Chakira, Shibush Chakira, in the Gemara which we mentioned, of Chazim Tarufa. The Gemara says that, why is Chatzishia Osir Menatari? You're only over the land if you eat the Kedais. So why is Chatzishia Osir Menatari? So the Gemara says, because Chazim Tarufa. You eat a half a shear, you eat another half a shear, it's going to be mitzvah, because it's going to be mitzvah, therefore, chati shear, even though you're not over the lav, of it osam and atayah. What's the smell? What's the logic? So what? Alright, it'll be mitzvah. Of an amaisah, loy soyuk al kol levela nizik zayis. Why does the fact, why does the concept of chazi litz tarufa, how does that cause that there should be an issa? So there's a famous chakir as follows. The two stolim are known in the Olimah Yeshivas, is it a simon or is it a sibah? Which means as follows. Do you say, if you take naught plus naught plus naught plus naught plus naught equals naught, you can have as many naughts as you like. If chatzishir, if there's nothing wrong with eating a chatzishir of Nevela, so as far as Issa Behekah is concerned, it's naught. So he eats a chatzishir, or nacham al chatzishir, no, so hanechat eisi, you should be over. All of a sudden, because the tzeich of the achilas brass, right, you chayv malchus. What's wrong with him here? I ate a harvah kzai, you told me, tzadik you said oilam. Nothing wrong at all. And not a harvah kzai, all of a sudden, they're lost a normal. How could it be? So it's a simon. That's the son of simon. That shows that first chatzishir, well, this doesn't posh it. It was also taka. It wasn't a lah, maskim, but it was also. So you did one issa, and then you did another issa, the two combine, and you overlap. That's the tzad of simon. The second tzad is what we call siva. That the Torah says, because you see, if you eat a half a kzayis, you're very close to being over the lav. Meaning to say, you'll eat another half a kzayis within the next, whenever the shear of teich kdei achilas pratis, you'll be over. So the Torah says, I don't want you eating even a half, it's like a gzeira min ha-Torah. We find gzeiras in achokas midrabanon. So it's like a gzeira min ha-Torah. The Torah says, don't even start eating these things, even a chatzishir, because you start, you're getting very close, you're seconds away from being over the lav. That's a siva, because it's chodin tarufa, that causes, and you might come and eat the next half, therefore it's us. So is it a siva or is it a siva? And the Nafkimina, the Greger, the Sagittarius say will be, in this Hakira, what's the din, for example, on the last minute of Yom Kippur, when you've only got time to eat, and Yom Kippur the shears, grab the kesevets, but you've only got, there's 5 seconds left of Yom Kippur. So you only have time to eat a half a kzayis, or half a kesevus. However quickly you eat, you can't eat more than that. Will there be a din of chatzishir osam and atayra? If it's a simon, so it's a simon, it's also. So what? It can't be mitzvah. The reason why it's also not, is not because it's going to be mitzvahs, it's because it shows something wrong with it. So even 5 seconds before the end, there's also something wrong with it. But if the reason why it's also is because you better watch it, if you eat a bit more, I've got no problem. I'm 5 seconds from the end, however much I stuff it, I won't be able to eat this year, that's okay, the issue won't apply. Is it a simon? Is it a simon? The Mepharshim say, a raya from the Rambam, that the Rambam held the tzad of Sibah. Because the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam paskins that a person, if you ever allowed, if you eat a kazayat of chametz, or but even to eat a chati shir's osa, shalema, zok the Rambam, lay ye ochel chametz. Even to eat a kakati zayat is osa, because of the lav and the tail, it doesn't say lo seichal chametz, it says lo ye ochel, and because it uses that expression of lo ye ochel chametz, then that tells me that even a chati shir's osa. I'm going to state in the Rambam. So the Mepharshim asked, the Mishlei Melech brings, the Mepharshim asked on the Rambam, the Gemara and Yuma tells us another reason for Chati Sheh. Chazim, it's Tarufa, we mentioned this far beforehand, the Gemara brings a Pasuk, Kol Chedev, Kol tells you Chati Sheh. Why does the Rambam have to quote a new source, a specific source, by Chametz and Matzah, to explain why Chati Sheh also? So it's a general rule. It's not a rule which applies Dafka to Chametz, it applies everywhere. Say the Mepharshim, because the Rambam held that everywhere, generally, Chat Yishir Osam and Atayra is a Sibba. Meaning to say, it's the sad that the last minute on Yom Kippur would be okay. Now, on Chometz, on Pesach, the Rambam wants to show you have an added dimension. Achilas Chometz on Pesach. There's an added dimension to Chat Yishir. Lo ye ochel Chometz, Chometz must not be eaten. There's something intrinsically wrong even eating a Chat Yishir. And therefore, the Rambam requires a new Pasuk to show this Akibina, that to eat a half of Kzayat of Chometz at the last second of Pesach is also also, because Chatzishir of Chometz is not the Gena of Chatzishir, even though generally it's a Sibba, because you might come to me over, of on Pesach Chometz, Achilas Chometz, not Bali Raya, Achilas Chometz, there's something intrinsically wrong with the Chometz, and therefore it's a Sibba. So we establish that the Rambam holds the Sibba. And let's just finish off as follows. L'chayla, it could be argued, I think, that the Chiddush of the Sagas Aryeh, that the Sagas Aryeh said that when you don't have this tziruf, when you're not like by Bali Roya, then the concept of Chatzi Shir doesn't apply. That Svara is only absolutely waterproof, is only absolutely foolproof and mukhach if you hold that Chatzi Shir is a simon. If you hold Chatzi Shir is a sibba, I think there's a mukhach to think on the Sagas Aryeh, and that's the Svara of the Rambam. If you hold Chatzi Shir is a simon, meaning to say that since if you eat half a kazayis and then another half a kazayis, so you're over. So that shows that every single stickle there was something wrong with it. But if that's the case, then by definition you are saying that the concept of tzirav means that when I ate that thing at 5 o'clock, now it's been transformed, that it played a role, it was now part of the Havadavaya, it was the Mafreya Asa. That's the pshat in Siman. Siman means it can't join together if there's nothing wrong with it. If so, by Bani Roya, where we don't go to Mafreya, you're only able from now, you're only able from the time when you have exiles, so you can't apply that reasoning. So like the Tzad of Siman, the Shagat Aryeh Svara is absolutely Bukha. But according to the Tzad of Siba, that the reason why Chati Shir is awesome enough, it's because Xavier, the Tzad said, I'm scared you're going to be over if you have the Shir, so please don't even take a half a Shir. In case, just in case, just in case. It could be argued. If so, then we can go like the Rambam. Even if you don't have the concept of Tzirup Lemafreya, even if that's a Lemafreya, it's not going to turn into the Bina there, like Bali Raya. Or but of course, if you have a half a Xavier in your house, and you keep it there, and then you get yourself another half a Xavier, you're going to be over. Because the Gzeira Deraisa, the concept of Sibba, the explanation of Chati Shir Asim and Atera based on Sibba, Pastiyah, even by Bali Ra or by Gneva, if you take the Tzad of Sibba. If you so, the Rambam we've established from the Mishnah Merah, from the Hilchos Chametz, held the Tzad of Sibba, that would be after a Mekair, a reasoning, a Rambam Lishitase, that the Rambam argued on the Shagasai.